Blog Talk Radio.
I watch your face while you are asleep.
Yeah.
A rest in grace.
This is for you, Haiti.
I want to keep.
This is for everybody around the world. That's going through a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God. The Lord's on light, all the pain at night. He shines through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so when I help the poor. Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all. Let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. You gotta be honest, just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, you just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gonna make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, now the devil trying to trap me. But my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause it's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
Listening to us, Lord, Jesus, bless this radio station, have the people that's listening to get saved and accept you as your Lord and Savior, Lord Jesus. I thank you for everything. Give me strength in your name, Lord Father, which you strengthens me. Give everybody that's listening, give them strength. I pray to you in the name of the Father. Amen. Well, we have a short segment. It's called Family Curses. And basically, it's explaining about, you know, how family be having, you know, different type of curses, you know what I mean? Between, you know, from lying, cheating, stealing, the whole nine yards. How you could break that curse is by talking to God, praying, reading Bible verses from the Bible. And you gotta be very aggressive, you know. I'm gonna let TD Jakes take over that part on that segment. And then we'll go ahead and finish talk. Amen.
Is exactly the area we need to be in. I've been working on this family issue for a while, and we're going to continue off and on down that vein throughout the year, but I want to share this message with you this morning. If you will indulge me, I'm going to run the message from the 8 o'clock service because of the impact of that message and the issues of that message. Rather than to try to reduplicate it, I want you to experience it with me so that you can get everything that 8 o'clock got. Is that okay? You can stand up just like you normally do. We're going to go through it just like it was really me, because it is me. It was me a minute ago, and I'm still here. Okay, are you with me? Television ministry, take us to the word. Message today, I'm going to be in Genesis chapter 49. Church, I'm excited about what God is doing in this church as we begin to make family a theme for this year. It doesn't mean I'm not going to preach about everything. I'm preaching about everything, but our focus, our foundational aspect is building up the family, no matter how shattered it might be, to put our families first. And to put it up before God and say, Lord, do something in my house. And I just believe that if we all go to praying in that direction, God is going to move. Amen. I don't minister to it because I have attained or have mastered or have accomplished some level of notoriety as it relates to family. You don't know from day to day what you're going to have to go through. And those of you that are bragging about your family today, just hit the mute button. Hit the mute button. Don't say anything. I made it. You're not through living. Put it in your memoirs and brag about it when you did. Say, I made it. Because you can be riding around real good and hit a pothole and get a shock of your life. But just because you go through shocks and challenges doesn't mean that you should stop lifting up the standard of what God's ideal of what a family ought to be. Because if we lose our ideals, then we're swallowed up in our realities. So it's very, very important that we don't lose our ideals. And many, many people are suffering today because they brought their ideals down to their realities. They stopped struggling for what God had in mind for the family. And they have just said, okay, this is the way it is, and we're just going to change it. And many people are trying to change God's opinion to fit their abnormality. But in reality, right never comes to wrong. Wrong has to come to right. And if you're going to be wrong, it's better for you to say, I'm wrong and this is right, than to change right to your wrong and say, well, this isn't wrong, when you know it's wrong. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And those kinds of things, I think, are vitally important to us. So we're, from time to time throughout the year, we're going to be working through seminars and workshops and fun and activities and a plethora of ways to add more value to your life outside of the church, so that you're whole and complete outside of the church. Even if you're a one-person family, that you'd be whole within yourself. Because you can be so miserable that you can't get along with you. Ooh, that's good preaching right there. Genesis 49, verse 1, and I'm going to read down to verse 7. When you have it, say amen. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, so I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. It's a family meeting. Gather yourselves together and hear ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, say you're my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power, unstoppable as water. Thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it, he went up to my couch. Simeon, you and Levi, you're instruments of cruelty. You live in a state of evilness. There is, O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly, mine honor, be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath for Israel cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Can you say amen? I want to use a subject and a subtopic, which is something I rarely do. My topic is family secrets. Family secrets. Yeah. And subtopic, I want to talk about curses in your character. Curses in your character. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to share with the flock of all those things that you placed inside of me. Let the word be made flesh while it's being ministered. Thank you for nutrition. Let it be real nutrition to the hearts and souls of your people. I thank you for what you're going to do. Give me the nimbleness of thought and the agility of mind that I need to be attentive in communicating those things that you placed in my heart. And I'll be careful to give you the praise and take no glory for myself. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. What goes on in this house that should be the alma mater of almost every family I know of has heard that line in one form or another at some time or another. It is what your parents taught you to teach you some aspect of their privacy and to protect them from you having propensity to carry all of the family business out everywhere, because every family, now you might not believe this, but every family has some business. I'm not talking about stocks and bonds and annuities and investments and retirement plans and all this. No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about every family has some issues, because by design, the family is a place where we incubate and develop character. And because character is something that has to be developed in the confines of the family, we see the flaws in the confines of the family, and everybody has some issues, and we need some place to perfect those issues in privacy without public display. And anytime your family problems are public display, there's going to be a degree of humiliation. I don't care who you are, you don't want all of your family business out front. And yet secrecy cannot be the objection, because if secrecy is the objective, secrecy actually causes secrets to get it to fester. If the whole goal is to keep it quiet rather than to get it better, anytime you worship your image more than you worship your development, then we will do anything to keep the secret rather than to change the problem. The church has a tendency to sport itself in such a way that we always try to convince people that we have arrived. And I think it's largely because of preachers. Because preachers write books on all sorts of subjects, you know, 7 ways to have a blissful marriage, and 10 ways to raise godly children, and 5 ways to do this, and 3 ways to do that. And without even saying it, the implication is, number one, we have personally done this. We have no issues, okay? And second of all, it is that if you follow this recipe, you will definitely have success. But the reality is, the person who wrote the book wrote it from their perspective based on their experiences, and largely draw from their relationship, but you didn't marry who they married. The reality is, and I know this may, you may find this terribly disturbing, but I won't name names, but I have seen several people write books on family and marriage at one stage in their life and get a divorce at the next stage. I've seen somebody who taught against divorce for 20 years turn around and get one. I mean, taught against, let me explain, because some of you don't understand. All of us know that divorce is a horrible thing. I don't mean teach, go back to that way. I've seen them teach against it that you couldn't do it, and that if you did do it, you had to go back and remarry who you were first married to, and you couldn't preach in the church, and you couldn't minister, speak, beat a drum or a tambourine because you've been divorced. I've seen people be harder on divorced people than they were on murderers, and then hit another stage in their life, and all. And him and Ellen wasn't getting along so good, and all of a sudden he wants to get a revelation in the Word of God. Secrets. That's why God gave us parents, so that kids would have a safe place to develop and grow and work out issues. And you know, if you won't fight for anything else, most of the world will fight for your children. I mean that literally. I don't just mean spiritual warfare. I mean spiritual warfare, we'll do that. If that doesn't work, we'll take carnal warfare. Drive our car through the school window. Leap out through the hood and scream Geronimo and get into a fight in a minute over your child. And yet, have you ever defended them and then got them in the car and said, I can't wait till I get you to this house. I am going to... And most of us have been taught enough character and enough graces that we hang in there through all of the changes and all of the processes. And they begin to understand what family relationships are by your ability to persevere with them through storms. And in fact, they really don't seem to be convinced that you love them until they get in a crisis and you prove that love in the furnace of affliction. I would much rather you take my word for it than me have to just come get you off a death row for you to realize that I love you. But love pays a bill. It pays a price to authenticate itself. It costs something to say I love you. It means something to say I love you. And every family has this and secrets. And it's a strange thing because in the text this morning, I just want to talk to you a little bit about this. Jacob is getting ready to die. And to me, in the well-adjusted family, particularly of the Judaistic tradition, the father really has the ability to confer and convey great blessings. And if he has the ability to confer great blessings, he also can confer a curse. To have a good father who's standing there over the house is a great blessing. To have a bad father can be a curse. There are many people in this room who can tell you the curse of a bad father. The curse of a bad father. To not be able to get the affirmation that you need or not get the presence or the attention that you need. It's very, very critical. And it causes many people to be wounded for a long time. Not because mama wasn't there, but sometimes because father wasn't there. And more recently today, the wonderful idea about mothers is no longer true anymore. You can't be sure that just because a woman is female and able to birth a child that she's really a mother. Jacob has brought his sons around the bed to bless them. And they're coming around to get the final patriarchal blessing. And he just starts letting them have it. He just goes down the line and he says, you were born, Reuben, in my strength when I was strong and I was mighty. He said, but you're unstable as water. He knows things about his sons that other people don't know. He goes on to Levi and Simeon. He's really hot with them. And he basically says, you're cursed because of your anger and because you're self-willed and stubborn. He says, you don't get the blessing. And he goes down through the line sharing things about them that seemingly nobody else would know. It was interesting in the recent Peterson trial when they were first began to look for the mother and the baby. Their family spoke so highly. It's got, oh, they have a great marriage. They're wonderful. They're so connected. It's just, it couldn't be Scott. He's just the epitome of an excellent husband. And about 6 months later, they were not speaking at all and just looking at him with anger in their eyes. You'd be surprised what you don't know about who you think you know. This is the scary thing about marriage today. You marry somebody, you don't really have a clue who you married. Who you dated and who you married might be two different people. Let me help you with this. You dated their representative. Hello. I'm not T.D. Jakes. I represent T.D. Jakes. I look like him. I act like him. I dress like him. And I have his voice and body language and demeanor. And I am here to convince you that T.D. Jakes is how I'm portraying myself. In reality, you really haven't met him yet. This is carefully contrived characteristics that I want you to see about him. When you marry him, you will meet his evil twin. You fall in love with his representative, but you live with him. And it's scary business. And if you don't really do some serious praying and interceding, you don't have a clue who you got. This nation has a tendency to love people because they're pretty. If you are beautiful, that's half the battle. And if you've got charisma and personality, that's the other half. I hate to tell you this, but you can be a handsome, mass-murdering serial killer. You can have...
Hey, that was T.D. Jakes about family curses. I hope you learned something from that. If you want to go ahead and continue listening, go ahead and listen to the show again. Let your family hear it. Play it again. Go ahead and promote it if you want to go ahead and promote it. Everybody hear about it. This is Faith is Power Radio. I'm going to play one more song, Mary Mary, Super Friend, and then we're going to close in. I got to go to church today and, pray it up. Stay prayed up. So, God bless everybody.
The machine.
What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion. But I know that my God is listening. And for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police, and in the church. Lord, I'm looked at it Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hugs me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told. That can separate the power that you have over my soul. So sudden is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life. Yeah.
They're here now.
I don't know.
Oh. Thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father, for having everybody to listen to us, Lord Father. I would like to have you bless everybody that's been listening to the radio station, Lord Father. Help us and guide us and put us in the right direction in your Holy Spirit, please. We need your help, Lord Father, for we are in the last days. For the listeners who wants to change their life, help them change their life, Lord Father, right now, today, not tomorrow, not next year. Lord Father, I know you work in your own. Lord Father, bless them. Let them have financial breakthrough. Let them have a big breakthrough. And stop temptation, control their temptation, Lord Father. Help them to pray to you. Help them praise you. In your name I pray to you, Lord Father. Amen. I will be back on tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I'm going to set it up for 10 o'clock tomorrow. God bless. And let everybody know about Faith is Power Radio. We're about to do some big things. Affiliated with Hip Hop Vibe magazine. Some other people. We're going to do big things. This inspirational radio station. In God's name. Amen. And Joseph, Gina, your host. So the dreamer, let's get it.